Everybody have a nice warm day.
Yeah.
Praise God.
I was looking through my music, and I think I've been doing this since 2014.
It's been a while.
And I'm like, wow.
You don't seem like that one.
I know, it's like not yesterday.
Not to me, but you think about it.
That's right. And I brought up an old song that I kind of started with. So, anyway, you guys, let's worship God. Let's give Him the glory.
Yes, amen.
Bring His presence in here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we welcome you into this house today.
Praise you.
Thank you, God, for the opportunity of learning more about you. Lord, as we worship you right now, we thank you that you are already in here. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. about that. Lord, we worship you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Woo.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you, Father.
All right, David, take your glory. Take a stand.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I can give you 15 minutes.
Before David comes.
That's my order.
We love you. I don't normally tell how much, but this is 115. Happy birthday. Because people don't know how much everybody gets.
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday.
Woo-hoo.
Happy All birthday.
Day. Happy birthday.
I just can I say something, David, before you get up? I just want to say how much I appreciate y'all love. It means so much when you know, love is demonstrated.
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm.
And I want to just say thank y'all. I won't be here next Sunday. I'll probably open the doors.
That'll be birthday time.
Yeah. Her birthday's the 26th. So. Where are you going? Can we ask? Yeah. I'm going to test.
Praise God.
Yeah. So, I'm still trying to see if I'll be able to open the doors or what. I'm going to get the keys to David. After you sit down, I'll give you the keys.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, because it'll be running real. It'll be running real close.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Well, that song this morning. I believe.
Oh wow!
Yes. God said you've gone from glory to glory. After 6 years,
that was first. Beautiful. Oh my God! I could just bask in that.
Yes.
Oh.
It was truly worship.
Yes, that was.
You know, the beauty of heaven is, I shared something with you this morning, this book, She Was
oh,
on
wow.
Set
right ah.
here a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Thurston shared that with me, and I watched the video, and Hannah says, you got to get that book. I'll send that for it, and I'll read out of some here in a second. But, you know, communion, normally, you know, communion, but. You know, not only is communion for the health of our bodies and all, and we thank the Lord for the wine and the broken body, but it seems to be communion will open up your heart too.
Yes, it will.
Amen.
That fellowship. Yes, it will.
Praise
you,
God.
You know, you're so right.
I was watching Joseph Prince, y'all might sing this week,
mm-hmm.
but he was saying there in heaven, you know, when John, there in the book of Revelation, you know, Jesus, when he was standing in the midst of the churches, you know, and the candlesticks, the menorah, you know, when he was standing there, but John had turned, when the Lord spoke to him, he had turned around to see, you know, the Lord Jesus there in the midst of the churches, and what he had turned from was the table with showbread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was there, you know, he was, you know, and I thought, you know, that really registered a lot on me, you know, when you have communion with the Lord, mm-hmm. the Bible says he shows you things to come, don't
Amen.
Amen.
He showed John a bunch, didn't he?
Amen.
That is something you said, bless my heart.
Yeah, I do.
You said Hannah told you to order that book. That is so special.
Yeah.
That your little teenager is encouraging her, listening and knowing it's good, hearing from the Holy Spirit and telling you to get that book.
Amen.
That sounds like it's real powerful. David, who is it by?
Donna Rigney. She's from Florida.
And what's the name of it?
Heaven Revealed, Hell Exposed.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I'll not read any out of the hell part because
I want to make this clear for y'all. Yeah, communion is more than just about healing in the bread.
That's right.
I have played a great emphasis on that because we had not learned how to discern the Lord's body. So that's the reason I was hammering it in on there. Yeah. Communion is about your whole covenant. I told you, the lady got healed from, wait, let me hold up the right hand. That's my palm cup. The lady got healed from this, from just a covenant.
Yeah.
Now this is a daily. This will keep you healthy daily. This is the children's bread.
Yeah.
You can eat from this and like society say, there are some health foods. This is real bread, Jesus
Amen.
Said.
Come on,
he
man.
Said, this is the real
Amen.
Bread.
That's
this
right.
is not only will it keep your body, but it'll
Thank
keep
you,
your entire spirit, soul, and body.
Thank you,
it's an eternal. You're eating eternal food here.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
So, you know, but we're just trying to place that emphasis on the bread and just, because we got a long time to teach through this, you know.
Oh, yes.
And we just praise God so much for what he's doing for communion. Go ahead.
I'm going to read it. Couple pages from the direct.
Okay. Sounds good.
It says, expounding upon his sovereignty, he continued, don't forget I'm the king. All that I create reflects my power, my love, and my greatness. My kingdom is not influenced by any, only by me. Sin can cast no shadow of death or darkness on my land, nor can it mar the infinite beauty here. Far greater than you could ever expect is the place I prepared for those who follow my son. Mm-hmm. Enlarge your vision and let your expectations grow. I'm a big God.
That's
and
good.
And what I made for my children reflects who I am.
Amen.
Whoa.
A few weeks after this delightful encounter, to my utter delight, the Lord brought me back into my favorite place of heaven, the Hall of Miracles. Finding myself standing in the spirit on the gleaming gold floor, I immediately ran and peered into the rooms that lined the long hallway. To my amazement, I observed that most of the rooms were empty of their contents. The Lord explained that those things that I had seen previously in these rooms had been released to the earth. Some of the hearts waiting to be given to those who would receive a new passion for Jesus had been sent to hungry men, women, and children.
Wow.
The room where I saw the sign of that pouring of his spirit was alive with activity. His spirit had been poured out to those who had asked for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
Their faith and hunger for more of him had brought some of heaven into their lives. Angels were dancing and rejoicing with great enthusiasm. His messengers, who had in obedience to the Father brought the contents of these rooms to the earth, could not contain their joy at what the King was doing on the earth. Men were falling in love with the King and Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Holiness was being embraced as a lifestyle.
Yes,
the brokenhearted, lonely, and the forlorn were healed and were rejoicing as they had never before. Marriages and broken relationships were restored. New ones were established. Lives were changed, and angels were rejoicing because God was well pleased. In an instant, I saw the other places I had visited in the heavens. These regions were ablaze with excitement as well. All heaven was rejoicing with their king. The power he so longed for his people to have was sent to the earth through the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The work he began on earth was now bearing its fruit, similar to the revival that broke out at Pentecost at the birth of the church. Souls was being saved, lives restored, health returned. All heaven felt the same joy as was in the heart of their king because they were one with him. This was not manufactured enthusiasm, but it was sincere, genuine excitement emanated from everything in heaven. Just like I felt the Father's love pour out of every object in heaven, now I felt joy and excitement pour out. Now I want to read about her mansion in heaven right quick. It said, while absorbing his great love for me, suddenly he opened my eyes to seeing the Spirit more clearly. Peering into the distance, my Lord took me by the hand and brought me to the entrance to a magnificent mansion. Amen. He explained that it was the home that he prepared for me. Like a little child running through a toy store, my eyes darted throughout this exquisite home. And all in great delight, I saw solid gold fixtures in the many rooms, elegant draperies and delightful furniture in every room. Many of the walls were decorated with sparkling jewels, marble, and other that material that I had never seen on earth, nor found in most of the rooms. Adding to my great delight, listen to this, an enormous heated pool filled another room, and this swimming pool had the same water in it that flows from the throne of God.
Oh, praise God.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyone who entered in it immediately was soaked in the love of God. Through the beauty of this house captivated me more than I could describe. I was more deeply impressed by the profound love and devotion of our Father has for each of us. Only an enormous love could prompt anyone, even God, to prepare such a magnificent mansion for each of us. Observing the twinkling in his eyes, I was overjoyed at how pleased it made him to bring such happiness to just one of his friends. Amen. Seeing the glories that had been prepared for his children, leaving them to seeing the glories that have been prepared by our Father for his children is a joy that is difficult to describe. Leaving them behind, return to the things of the earth is easy to bear because each and every time I'm there, he fills me with his love, the greatest treasure heaven offers.
Amen.
My dress hangs in my closet in heaven, waiting my homecoming, but his love is mine.